and you, I think, have concluded your 9.2 analysis by saying this, that there is a question, it seems reasonable to ask, you say, whether the commitment to the policy of child migration among civil servants within the Commonwealth Department of Immigration and concern for protecting the reputation of Dr. Bernardo's homes weighed as heavily as concern for the safety and well-being of the children.
Yes, it's important to be clear about what we're saying here, because I know Bernardo's took exception.
Well, please explain what you meant there.
To that. So what we're, I think, wanting to say very clearly is that we're not suggesting in any way that the immediate safeguarding of children from sexual abuse was compromised at all. We don't have any evidence at all that Bernardo's had any sense of there being any immediate or ongoing threat to staff with whom children were having ongoing contact, that there was a risk of sexual abuse from that. But I think what we are saying is that alongside the safeguarding work that was done through that summer, it's clear that for a number of organisations, issues of reputation were highly significant running alongside that as well.